Hello?
Hello, my name is Liz. I'm calling with Opinion Research.
I'm so sorry. I could not hear you.
I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, ma'am, I am. In my area as well, too.
Okay, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I am, I'm more Democratic, leaning Democratic, Democratic. I wouldn't say Independent because, my morals and values match Democrat, more
okay.
than Republican.
There is a Democratic primary elections coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Ronald Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz for local offices like state legislature. Would you definitely vote in this primary? Probably vote.
When I go vote, I'm going straight Democrat over down the whole ballot.
But would you definitely vote, probably vote, or not vote?
No, I'm going to vote.
Okay, thank you. Tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Nathan Johnson.
I would have to do more research on my end. Are these Democratic candidates that you're asking?
Yes, ma'am.
Favorable on all Democratic ends, for the most part, and whenever it comes to politics, my morals and values match Democratic morals and values.
Yes.
95% of the time. So I don't have any unfavorable Democrat candidates.
Okay, but about Nathan Johnson, very favorable or somewhat
very favorable.
Ronald Gutierrez.
I don't know who he is. I'm not gonna lie,
okay.
But
what's his
full name so I can do more research?
Ronald Gutierrez. What about Jasmine
okay.
Simon?
I don't have information about her. I know Nathan a lot. I know his name. I know he's very popular.
Ron Kirk.
I don't have information on him.
Okay.
I can't make up.
Colin Allred. Okay.
Oh, I love Colin. That's most favorable. Colin
okay.
Allred is most favorable. I love Colin.
Joe Biden.
Faithful. Love him.
Okay. Clay Jenkins.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Planned Parenthood.
I don't know who he is. I apologize.
Okay. What about Victoria Navy Criado?
Favorable.
Very
somewhat.
Or somewhat? Okay. And Elizabeth Ginsburg.
I don't have information on her. I apologize.
Okay. That's okay. Thank you. If in the Democratic primary for Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Jasmine.
Thank you. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which one is the most important for the Democratic candidate to address? The first one is education. Governor Abbott's voucher plans to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teachers' pay. Second is voting rights. Restrictions on voting, elections, denials, and threats to democracy. Abortion. Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom.
Abortion's number one. Education's number two.
Okay, I'm just gonna read the other one. Guns, sensible gun sales, law requiring red flags, mental background checks, and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. Or local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and working rights. Education, voting rights, abortion, guns, or local control?
Are you asking like an, can you ask, like, what's the question?
Which one is the most
important? The most important to me?
Yes.
Abortion, women's rights is number one.
Okay.
I would say number two is gun control. Number three is education.
In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal position on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
I want the second option, yes. Not the one who can beat the Republican or who has the best chance, but the one who has the morals and values with the most progressive ideals. The second option.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now next, each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not have any impact in your vote. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of an immigrant parent who knows the value of hard working and giving others a shot at living in the American dream. Does this cause you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her?
Definitely.
Not have anything.
Definitely. My mom is not an immigrant, but my grandma was an immigrant. So, yes, she would be my most favorable and first choice.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses.
What's the question on that? I'm sorry.
Yes, definitely vote for, probably vote for, or does not have any impact?
I'm sorry, repeat the question. I'm against abortion and Texas.
Okay, I'll read this statement again and tell me please if this makes you definitely vote for her.
I understand now. I understand. Definitely vote for her.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firm with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Definitely vote for her, probably vote for
definitely.
Her, but doesn't have any impact. Okay.
Definitely.
Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republican extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison.
Definitely.
For performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. Definitely vote? Okay.
Definitely.
Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state obligation to public education.
Definitely.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms, who work to protect jobs by defending some of the American's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
Definitely.
Jasmine
Sullivan has my vote. So all moving forward, like, you know, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't mean to rush you off the phone. I don't mean to rush you off the phone. I just I'm on the way to a work dinner. But Jasmine Sullivan has my vote. Simon or Sullivan?
Jasmine Simon.
Simon. Okay, I'm sorry. She has my vote. All around,
okay.
I agree. I definitely match her more.
Okay, we're almost done. I can go ahead and read the rest really quick. We're almost done.
Hello?
Yes, we're almost done.
Okay.
Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. Definitely both, probably both, or doesn't have any impact?
No impact.
Okay. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely, probably, or not impact?
No impact.
Okay. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach.
Definitely.
Okay, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November.
Definitely. I love Clay Jenkins.
Okay. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
That makes me so happy. I love an animal lover. I'm on the board of an animal shelter. Definitely. I love that she supports. And that's something that she advocates for, definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic, killing thousands of Texans.
Definitely.
Thank you. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issue includes restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on this information about Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Jasmine.
Thank you. And next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Please rate each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg if this will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or not matter to you. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She's the one candidate who voted in the Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Does this cause you to definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or doesn't matter?
Against her.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
Oh, goodness. Woo, that
definitely
was a loophole. You loophole, girl.
probably vote against her.
And that's her husband?
That's what he said.
That's her. Gosh. Can I just put no answer on that one? I don't know.
Okay. Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows that she's not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponent, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer. And there is no reason to believe she's a stronger and more viable candidate against the Republicans today. Does this cause you to definitely vote against, probably vote against, or doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, but doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Ma'am, I have to go inside this work dinner. I'm sorry, I can't finish.
Okay. Well, thank
but,
you.
But, I mean, if you need, in conclusion, it sounds like I'm Jasmine.
Okay, so this
likely.
Last question is about that. After hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote for?
Jasmine.
For the Democratic? Okay. And just one more question. Having her all this information in this poll, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? Which one is the most important issue?
Gosh, it's a tough one. And I mean, as a woman right now, it's hard. I would say abortion.
Abortion. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, ma'am.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.